tonight's special city council meeting is called to order. And for the record, let it reflect that all the aldermen save for Mr. Barclay are present. And we have just a few simple measures on the agenda tonight. Number one is consider a side letter of agreement with the International Association of Firefighters, Local 4287. I'll entertain a motion.
Second.
Motion by Vogelsberg, second by Piper. Does anyone have any questions for Mrs. McKittrick regarding the nature and/or Mrs. Dawkins regarding the nature of this side letter, which we discussed in closed session last week? I would only add that we send our heartfelt thanks to the firefighters, professional and otherwise, who have seen to it that they are contributing their time and talent in a resourceful way to help the city achieve its financial future as well. So I'm very, very grateful to the union head and to all the professionals.
Mayor, do you want to expand on that for those who are watching?
No. Our firefighters were under contract. They awarded a 4% increase this coming fiscal year. They have agreed to forego 2% of that 4% increase in return for a pledge from the city of Geneva that no layoffs will occur among the professional firefighter ranks. The city council has agreed to those terms, and the nature of this letter more or less codifies that agreement. Anyone? Questions, comments?
Those are 5, 09, 10.
That's correct.
Not beyond that.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, we don't know what's going to happen between now and then, obviously.
Exactly. We have a motion by Vogelsberg, a second by Piper. Voice vote sufficient, Mrs. McKittrick. Madam Recording Secretary, please take the roll.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Motion passes 8-0. Item 2 is to consider Ordinance number 2009-16, amending Title 11, to add athletic training facilities to the list of permitted uses in the OR Office Research District. The petitioner, of course, is Bart Connor and Nadia Kovanich. Motion by Hill, second by Mr. Pollack. Questions or comments from Mr. Unch? Mr. Singer?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Dick, this again is a facility that's going to be located in the old Chronicle building.
The petitioner is right now in negotiations with the building ownership there on a potential facility there.
What interests me is this point here in which they are may also include, but not limited to, swimming facilities. In the paragraph dealing with health or fitness.
Yes.
That's interesting. In other words, if they so feel comfortable with the construction of a pool, they would move in that direction.
Well, actually,
that it would be within the confines of the code there. If they do move that way.
What's actually going on here is that the definition that's incorporated into the proposed ordinance dealing with this particular use, which is a gymnastics training facility, is athletic training facility, that
right.
First definition. The second definition is really designed to just create a distinction between an athletic training facility and a health or fitness club. So this is not a health or fitness club.
No. Okay. That's my clarification.
And bear in mind that these are ordinance changes to our zoning ordinance, so
right.
They're not site-specific to just this particular property only. It would apply to any OR property.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You're welcome. Anyone else?
Such as the birds pouring beds and really swimming to something.
Why did he use the word before?
You never know.
Let the record show Piper's not fully well yet. The doctor's missing. Anyone else? Questions from closed session to discuss collective negotiating matters between the City of Geneva and employee representatives. I'll hold off on a motion unless someone in the audience has any new business they'd like to share, any questions they have. If not, Alderman Nakoda.
Second.
Seconded by Flanagan. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
There is no action being taken tonight after closed session, so in the interest of preservation of family morality, we'll be turning the cameras off.